Welcome to the Church Awakened podcast, where you get real talk for real church. We are bringing the Great Awakening to the American church and sharing biblical truth to expose false narratives and remove hindrances to effective biblical discipleship. The next great harvest of souls is happening now, so get ready to be the Church Awakened.
Hello, I'm Merrill.
And I'm Russell.
And we are the hosts of the Church Awakened podcast. Each week, we bring you practical, scriptural insight focused on a particular area of church life and ministry.
Evidence-based truth about world events, and additional resources to awaken and equip you for the next great harvest.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Church Awakened podcast.
Woohoo! We're here.
All right.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. All right, Russell, what are we talking about today?
Pastors.
All right. Yes, this is our first actual podcast episode, and we're going to be dedicating this to pastors. And the next few episodes are going to focus on pastors as well. Russell, why are we focusing on pastors?
We love them. They are the voice of their flock. They're also the voice of the community that they're a part of. And when done right, they could be a voice of the world.
So. Absolutely. Absolutely. The pastors, and yes, we love pastors. We are here to support pastors. Mm-hmm. We want to see your ministries be successful.
Absolutely.
And there are some things that we recognize about pastors. We recognize that if you're not just a professional minister that applied for a job and got accepted, other than those cases, which hopefully are rare, we believe you are called by the Holy Spirit and appointed to the position that you're in to take care of God's people, to take care of God's flock.
Right.
And your voice is literally the most powerful voice in your community and in our country and in the world. Pastors have more influence than just about anybody else in the country. Imagine what it would be like, Russell, if we could get all pastors on the same page mm-hmm. and speaking up.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
That would be an incredible
movement. They can change the tide.
Yeah, absolutely.
They can change the talking points.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Absolutely. I want to start out by reading Acts 20, verses 28 to 31. And this is Paul talking to the elders as he was getting ready to depart, and he would probably never see them again. He said, "Therefore, take heed to yourselves and to all the flock, among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers." You notice that first says, take heed to yourself. So pastors, you need to take care of yourselves.
Right.
And that's why we're here to take care of you first.
Right.
Before we address issues with the church. To shepherd the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood. For I know this, that after my departure, savage wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. Also from among yourselves, men will rise up, speaking perverse things, to draw away the disciples after themselves. Therefore, watch and remember that for 3 years I did not cease to warn everyone night and day with tears. So a big part of the pastor's job is to watch mm-hmm. and to warn.
Mm-hmm. Protect those from the wolves from within.
Yeah, and from the outside.
And the outside, yep.
That's right. And when the world comes after the church, mm-hmm. pastors need to stand up and they need to speak up and they need to warn believers about what's going on in the world.
Sure. Yep.
But it's hard for them to do that if they don't know what's actually going on in the world.
Right.
Right?
Right.
A couple of examples that I thought of when we were putting this broadcast together was, just thinking about the influence of the pastoral voice. The first one was George Whitefield. George Whitefield was a preacher who rode horseback around the colonies in early America before the Declaration of Independence was signed. And he preached in the colonies, and it was actually his preaching that taught men that they were all created equal, that all men needed a Savior. They were lost in debt. They were dead in sin and trespasses and needed to be forgiven. And what that did in the colonist mindset is it made them realize, hey, there's no difference between me and King George,
right?
Other than his position and title.
Right.
But he's no better than I am.
Right.
That the prince is no better than the pauper. And all of a sudden, this American mentality was born that all men are created equal, endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. And it was that spirit behind the gospel preached by George Whitefield that caused the colonists to rise up.
Yes.
And
have a backbone.
Yeah, exactly. And recognize that they did not have to give in to tyranny.
Right.
And then also the next example that came to my mind was Dietrich Bonhoeffer in World War II. Was a pastor. He could not passively sit by and watch what Hitler was doing. To the point where Dietrich Bonhoeffer was actually involved in an assassination attempt on Hitler's life.
Right.
Which failed.
Right.
But look at the influence that Dietrich Bonhoeffer has had in the church. And look at what he's known for now. What do you think the reputation would be now of pastors in Germany who just bought into the lie and let Hitler do whatever he wanted and didn't say anything?
Be a different world today.
Yeah. Do we even know the names of any of those pastors?
No.
They're not recognized. They're not remembered.
Nope.
So, pastors, if you want to be remembered in history and have a light, leave behind a legacy, know what's going on in the world and stand up and speak up and have a voice.
Right.
Because you can't adequately lead people when you're blind yourself.
No.
If you're deceived about what's going on in the world, you're not going to be able to help other people from being deceived about what's going on in the world. And, you and I were talking about earlier, Russell, that we're not here to question. We know pastors are educated.
Sure.
We know they know the Bible.
Right.
We know they know the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not debating that at all. We know that most pastors, it would be very difficult to deceive them into believing some false doctrine.
Sure.
And so what we're doing is, we want you to see, pastors, that even though you may not have all the Bible knowledge, you can still be lied to about what's going on in the world. The media, politicians, entertainment, culture can still lie to you and hide from you an agenda
that's
going on behind the scenes that you are not even aware of.
Right.
You might catch a little glimpses of it, but you may not be able to put the big picture together as far as what's happening in the world.
Sure.
And
let me give you a personal, journey. Growing up in a church, I got to be able to watch pastors ever since I was just a young child. I got to be able to see the Sunday school teachers and see how they ended up leading us, being able to encourage us to be able to memorize these scriptures and really kind of share with us the importance of doing this, because it was going to be longevity.
Yeah.
It may not help you out today, but it's going to help you out tomorrow. It's going to help you out in the future. These pastors, they were passionate back in the day. It was fire and brimstone. I mean, scared me like no other. But there was a passion like no other. Seeing that sweat that was coming out of his brow. I mean, it was, if you're sitting in the front row, you were getting drenched. I mean, there's no questions about it. Because, again, I grew up within a church that was so excited about what the Word was, who God was, and I wanted to emulate that. And that's where I didn't care about what culture was doing. I was caring about what the Bible was all about. Yeah. I was caring about what this pastor was saying about.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to be him. I was big into sports. I was big into understanding what was going on within the culture.
Yeah.
But again, growing up within that church, that voice of that pastor got me excited.
Oh, yeah.
Got me driven to be able to go and pursue a ministry.
Uh-huh.
That's what I wanted. That's what I desired. And it came from the voice of the pastor.
Yeah.
And so what I learned during that process, during that journey, I was so focused on becoming the pastor that I didn't care too much about what the politicians were saying and doing. Mm-hmm. I didn't care too much about what the president of the United States was saying or doing, or what was going on with in other countries. I didn't care.
Yeah.
I really didn't. So I didn't put any of my emphasis of studying on that.
Yeah.
My eyes was on studying out the Word of God and how I could get to a place where I can preach the Word of God to others.
Yeah.
That was my focus. But what we are seeing nowadays, we've dropped the ball in that we weren't studying it across the board.
Yeah.
And that's what we really are encouraging pastors is we got to be able to expand our education, not just within the four walls within the church. We need to be able to expand outside of it. We have to understand what these politicians are saying. We have to understand what they're doing. We have to understand who's backing them. We have to understand what their agenda is.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's going to affect your flock. It is affecting your flock. It's going to affect your decisions for your flock. Yeah. So I'm fired up. I'm fired up to be able to bring forth, hopefully, God-inspired words that is going to challenge you to be able to step out of your comfort zone and really start to be able to study everything that you can to be able to help out this flock. Yes, the Word is going to lead you, guide you, direct you into leading these people in a good structure of life. But you got to understand how they got to where they're at. And where this world has got where we're at right now is through our education system.
Yeah.
Who led that? Yeah. Well, in your timeline, I know my timeline, we've seen our education change.
Yeah.
I'll give you a great, something silly, but back in the day, we didn't have teachers taken out of their pocket to be able to go to the store and buy paper, to buy pencils. But what do we see nowadays? We see teachers suffering a lot of the times because they're spending what their hard-earned money to be able to make sure that their classroom is supplied for because they don't have the supplies. I never saw that as a kid. We always had the supplies. They were right there. So that's just education-wise.
Well, it's not even so much even the supplies. It's the fact that no prayer in school,
mm-hmm.
no scripture in school.
Mm-hmm.
When we know back in the early days of our country, you know, the readers were, they had Bible in them. They had scripture in them.
All right.
They prayed in school.
Yeah.
That's the issue is that the church pulled back from education. What you're saying kind of on a microcosm, that you were focused on the Bible, right. on church life,
right.
and
right.
culture was happening around you, but it really wasn't in your view, in your purview, right. in your focus.
Right.
And that's what's happening.
I didn't see a relevance.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah, I didn't know that there was a relevance.
Yes, and that's what's happened, in our country around the 60s, when the church said, we really don't need to be involved in politics or academia. Let's just focus on teaching people the Bible and doing our church thing.
Right.
And as a result, it left a void, and Satan comes in, and he'll gladly fill the void sure that the will. Church leaves.
Yeah.
So he came in to our education system, to our colleges and universities that used to be Christian institutions,
right.
to our politics
right.
that are now driven by greed
right.
more than righteousness
right.
and representation.
Right.
So that's... That's what we want to do is we want to show pastors, your average pastor is typically immersed in his desire to share the Word of God and teach the Word of God to the body of Christ. But often that's to a neglect of what's actually happening in culture.
Right.
And what the result tends to be is people come to church, they hear a Bible message, but they don't connect it with what they deal with when they go back home.
Right. Right. They don't, yes.
Yeah. 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 It might be something that applies to their specific marriage issue or but it doesn't, you know, or maybe addictions or emotional problems, things like that. But the pastor, the church has no voice when it comes to how do I handle my kids being taught transgenderism and LGBTQ in school? How do I, what do I do with these, that COVID vaccines and lockdowns and my job being my business being shut down, my job being taken away, you know, my personal freedoms and liberties being taken away, the government wanting to come after my guns, you know, how do I deal with all this, you know, the gas prices soaring, you know, and how do I deal with that stuff? So that's where our churches, our pastors, our messages are just not connecting with the things that people are going through nowadays.
Right.
So that's where we're trying to go, is help pastors see that, you know, the Bible, now it's time to know what's going on in the world so that you can connect the two together for people.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's perfectly said. There has to be a connection.
Yeah.
In order for change to occur.
Yeah.
And to feel empowered. You need to ask yourself, does your congregation feel empowered? If your congregation does not feel empowered, who's that on?
Yeah.
Is it on the individual or is it on the pastor? And what we're wanting to be able to truly ultimately show you is that your voice is absolutely pivotal to be able to help empower your body.
Exactly. Exactly. So what we want to do with this episode, pastors, is there are a lot of pastors who they know what's going on in the world, but there's a large percentage of you who don't know what's happening in the world. So we're going to really kind of start at square one and work for the from the basics and introduce you to this great deception that is now being exposed in our world today. And it's important that you know what's being exposed, where it, and how it's being exposed, so that you can do like Paul did and warn and, you know, watch for your flock. Okay, so it should be no surprise, Russell, that there is a worldwide deception. You know, we know there's scripture that says all the world lies under the sway of the evil one.
Right.
We know that Satan is the god of this world.
Right.
And he's blinded the minds of those who don't believe.
Right.
2 Corinthians 4:4 tells us that. So there's a blindness upon the minds of believers or of believers and unbelievers. Mm-hmm. And then we know from Luke chapter 4, verses 5 through 7, when Jesus was being tempted, it says the devil took him up and revealed to him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And he said, I'll give you the glory of these kingdoms and the authority over them. The devil said, because they are mine to give to anyone I please, I will give it all to you if you'll worship me.
Right.
So when I begin to put these verses together, and it tells me, it reminds me that Satan is the god of this world. And I think today we're just beginning to see how active he actually has been.
That scripture is still happening today.
Yes, it is.
He's still tempting pastors. He's tempting leaders. He's tempting politicians. He's tempting, you know, the father in the house, the wife in the house. He's tempting everybody that has a voice. That passage is still alive today.
Yeah, yeah. And the point being that Satan is actively deceiving the whole world.
Right.
So it should be no surprise, Pastor, to realize that there's things going on in the world that you don't know about because it's a satanic agenda, and he hides in the shadows and in the darkness.
Right.
And he has his people that he's working through, just like God has his people that he's working through.
Right.
And so there is this global agenda that Satan has against humanity that has been hidden, and it's finally coming to light.
Right.
But what we want to do first is talk about how How are we deceived? Where is this deception happening? Where is it coming from? How is it being pushed upon us? And when we talk about this deception, you know, we're talking about this constant stream of propaganda that has been deliberately fed to us through the media. And the purpose of this propaganda is what, Russell?
Lead us down the wrong path.
Yeah, to lead us down the wrong path and keep us in the dark about what governments, media, corporations, and industries are doing to further Satan's agenda against all humanity. They want to hide that. They want to keep us from seeing it. They tell us what to believe. They hide information from us that they don't want us to know. They rewrite our history, and they indoctrinate our kids at all levels of public education. They're experts,
right?
You know, tell us what is bad for us when it's actually good for us,
right?
And they tell us what's good for us is actually bad for us, and it's all a deliberate deception. You know, does the media report facts anymore?
No.
No, they don't.
No.
What do they report?
Lies.
They report lies. Yeah. Either deliberate lies or they report on facts and then they tell us what to believe about it. They interpret events for us.
Right.
So whenever you're listening to a news story, Pastor, and mainstream media, if you're still listening, watching, you're still one of the few people watching mainstream media nowadays, watch to see how they tell you what to believe about something.
Right.
They interpret it for you.
Right.
They show you the events. They show you the video, the audio that they want you to see, that they want you to hear,
right,
to create the narrative, to create the thoughts in your mind, to create the reality and the perception that they want you to have.
They're masterful with their colorful words.
Yeah.
We are watching. We have a new Major League Baseball season that's going on right now, and we have been having instant replay, you know, creep into that. And nowadays, we are literally watching lies happen right before our eyes, and we even have replays to show us that lie. And then they find fancy words to be able to tell us how we're not supposed to believe what we actually saw, and it just boggles my mind. And we just go along with it, and I'm just like, wait, what? We even have proof.
Yeah.
And yet we're supposed to just go, okay. And we're just supposed to take their word.
Yeah.
Not the proof at hand. Take their word. Yeah. Their colorful words. And we don't take a stand against that. And we need to start taking a stand.
Exactly. I thought about this quote from Adolf Hitler. And it says, if you tell a big enough lie,
right,
and you tell it frequently enough,
yes,
it'll be believed.
It will be believed.
And even he said,
all day.
He said, big lies are easier to make people believe than small lies.
Amazing.
You just got to tell it often enough and loud enough,
yeah,
and anybody will believe it.
Boy,
and that is exactly what they do. Yeah. And pastors, we're going to show you, we're going to switch over to a YouTube video clip right now, and we're going to show you a montage of the media. And you can find lots of these out there,
sure,
on all kinds of different subjects, but we're going to just show you one that that will show you how they create the reality that they want us to believe. So here we go. Let me get this going for you.
More news produces, but
we are concerned about trouble and trying to be responsible. One side of news stories playing in our country.
Okay, you get the point. So it's over and over. If you watch local news, there's a very good chance that you're hearing a script that has been pushed out to every local news station.
4 o'clock?
Yes.
4 a.m. talking points. They have that every single day.
Yes, exactly. I heard one the other day when I was in South Carolina on a little vacation that they did it on birthdays. They were saying the happiness of your child on their birthday is extremely important. And it was every single one of them, one after, were saying, so it doesn't even have to be political or you have an agenda behind it.
Right.
You just need to know that they are told what to say. They're fed a script. And
I mean, you saw it. They're literally actors.
Yeah, exactly.
It's unreal. It's happening right before our very own eyes.
Exactly. And they're reading scripts that are fed to them.
Right.
And all media organizations are owned by 6 corporations. Mm. So they all...
Are they godly?
No. What? I'm sure absolutely not.
What? You mean we're being deceived by these 6 companies?
Absolutely.
You're blowing my mind.
Yeah, I know.
No.
I know, it's crazy.
Yeah.
But so you've got 6 companies with satanic agendas.
Unreal.
That are feeding the scripts to the news, out to the masses, and that is how they keep us in the dark about their real agenda. So some other ways they deceive us is they'll make statements without any supporting evidence. Like, for instance, the big lie is that Donald Trump the election was stolen from Donald Trump. It's the big lie, the big lie.
Right.
They just say it over and over and over, but they don't give you any evidence to support their statement.
They no longer are saying that, are they?
I know.
2,000 mules has come to save the day.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that here in a little bit. But listen, pastors, when you're watching the news, when you hear them make a blanket statement, if you want to hear this a lot, go over to MSNBC.
Sure.
And they'll make statements. And they'll think that just because they said it, you'll believe it's true.
Right.
And they don't have to provide any facts or any evidence. I actually heard one guy, I think he works for Biden's Department of Defense or intelligence agency, one of those places. And one of the news reporters was asking him, so what is the evidence that you have to support your claim about Russia and this invasion? Where's your evidence? And basically the guy was saying, the fact that I'm telling you, that's your evidence.
Oh.
My words are your evidence. He didn't have to provide any other evidence other than the fact that he was the one saying it and he works for this agency. So the report is the evidence, I guess.
Right.
So statements without supporting evidence, false accusations and lies, they will just blatantly accuse people of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And
to kill their reputation.
Exactly. Reputation destruction.
Right.
With lies.
Right.
And they don't care if it's true or not.
Right.
They just want you to have doubt in your mind about that other person's credibility.
Right.
So whether or not you accept it as true or not, it doesn't matter as long as they can plant a seed of doubt in your mind.
Kill the message.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Kill the messenger.
Ridicule and ad hominem attacks, name calling.
Oh, yeah.
They like to use that. They'll call people names. Again, no evidence, no proof.
Right.
You know, just calling names.
Right.
Projection.
Yeah.
This happens a lot in politics is one side, particularly the left, will accuse the right of doing what the left themselves are actually doing.
Right.
So just another way that they keep the deception going. False flag events.
False flags.
Just tell us about false flag events, Russell.
Do you guys actually believe that there's false flags?
Well, first of all, define a false flag. What is a false flag?
Yes, we can do the definitions of a false flag. A political or military act orchestrated in such a way that it appears to have been carried out by a party that is not, in fact, responsible. Does that happen today? Yes. All day long. We are watching political party do it all day. We got to be able to look at, I'm going to butcher the, forgive me for saying that, the name of the school.
Columbine, Sandy Hook?
No. Or the one that just ended up happening.
Oh, Uvalde, Texas.
Yes, Uvalde, shooting. Texas. We have plenty of information that's coming out with that. There's a report here. And what I simply, and what you guys can simply end up doing is what you guys are experts. I'm not coming at you guys stating that I'm going to show you how to be able to go out there and do your own homework. You guys know how to do your own homework. You're all educated people. But what I simply ended up doing is go to Google, and I just typed in false flags. I strongly encourage a lot of you guys just to do that, just so that you can start to be able to understand what false flags are, because false flags are what is dictating and governing your flock. It's controlling their mind. It's controlling their emotions. It's controlling their heart. It's controlling the decisions that they make on a daily basis. And these false flags is quite important for you guys to start to understand that it's true. It's true. It is happening.
So what you're saying is that a government could orchestrate a shooting and blame it on somebody who wasn't actually responsible.
Correct.
And hide the fact
that... Go ahead. Their narrative.
To push their narrative. And so, for instance, the school shootings, what are they trying to accomplish?
Gun control. They want your guns.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yep. You'll notice that whenever there's a Democrat president that comes in, we have lots and lots of school shootings.
Yes. How ironic, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
And every time, what do they come out with right afterwards? We need gun control. We need gun control. See, false flags are orchestrated events that are meant to provoke an emotional response to get you to accept a solution that you would not ordinarily accept without that emotional response.
Right. Absolutely. And there's plenty of evidence out there of, you got to do your homework, people. And when you start doing your homework, and it's challenging. I know this because, pastors, your time's eating up. It's Sunday before you even know it. And so Monday rolls around. A lot of you guys will take that day off. Some of you will take the Friday off. But the rest of the week, you're busy. You're taking care of family. You're taking care of your kids. You're taking care of, you're in church. You're punching a clock from 9 to 5. You're going out on house calls, on doctor visits. You're constantly being bombarded with things to do, and it's all good.
Yeah.
Where do you find the time? I get that, but you're going to have to be able to find the time to be able to start doing this homework, doing this research, and getting caught up on these bunny trails. I hate to say it, but you're just going to have to do this.
But we're going to provide some resources.
Absolutely.
Make it a lot faster.
And the reason why you guys are going to have to do this is because you're going to have to, this is just another form of protecting your flock.
That's right.
Educating your flock.
Exactly. So we've been in a propaganda war ever since the garden.
We sure have. Yeah. I mean, you're 100% right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And most of you pastors can see that and understand that.
Yeah.
So,
and it's not just, it's a propaganda war of not just, we're pastors, you're great. You've been great at dealing with the voices that people hear on the inside when Satan comes to tempt, to deceive, to lie. But where we've missed it is the world, the politicians, the media, their lie, that source of the lies is what we haven't necessarily been protecting the flocks from.
Who has more of a voice? Does the media have more of a voice in your flock's household than you? I'm going to ask you that question. And that's something for you to be able to kind of truly think about, because is the media controlling them more than what you're saying from the pulpit?
Because guaranteed, they're getting a lot more media than they are getting pastor's message.
Yeah. Good point. Great point.
Yeah. They hear you for 30 minutes, 45 minutes.
And maybe an hour.
Maybe an hour on Sunday.
Right.
And then,
if you go on Wednesday, if you go on a Thursday prayer time.
Yeah. The rest of that time, they're absorbing media. Their kids are absorbing media through social media apps.
Right.
Their own media sources, So, absolutely. That's a good point. Good point. But there's something really, really exciting happening in the world, Russell. There is a global great awakening that is happening.
Praise God.
The media, the news, the mainstream media will not tell you about this. They won't show it to you. But it all changed when Donald Trump came into office. You know, I realized this. I was
brought God back.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I was telling people this from the very beginning. I knew this before I even got involved in the truth movement or began to look at alternative media sources. Mm-hmm. I knew this right from the beginning that there's an agenda to create a one world government.
Right.
And when Donald Trump got up at the World Economic Forum and said, the future does not belong to the globalists. Right away, I knew that's why the world would attack and hate Trump.
Right.
Because he messed up the globalist agenda.
Right.
And he started calling the media out, calling them fake news.
Right.
And began to get everybody questioning what the mainstream narratives are that were being pushed.
Right.
And so what is the Great Awakening? It's the global realization by the people of countries around the world, the governments, media, corporations, and even the pharmaceutical and medical industries that we've trusted and have been a part of our lives for years, right, for decades, they don't have our best interests in mind.
Come on. So, that's not based upon what I see on TV. All those nice and fluffy commercials, they're after our best interest. Come on. Are you telling me that they're not?
Yeah.
And yet we go along with it. We don't question that narrative. We don't push back on that narrative. Yeah. And I'm telling you, pastors, you are that voice to push back. You are that voice to encourage your congregation to take a stand.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So there is a great awakening happening, pastors, but you're not going to hear it on the mainstream media. You're not going to see it. Guaranteed, most of you pastors, if you were just paying attention to even Fox News, you haven't seen the massive, massive demonstrations in countries around the world over the last 2 years over these COVID mandates and lockdowns. There have literally in London been hundreds of thousands of people in the streets, in Italy, in Germany, all literally Australia, all over the world. There have been global protests, massive protests. We're not talking about just a couple of people out in the street holding signs. We're talking about entire cities out in the street protesting this stuff. But there is a global great awakening. And so what we're going
to
do is
the deception. Now,
yeah, exactly. To the deception.
Yeah.
The deception is being exposed.
Yes.
Because what happened is when Donald Trump come in and he messed up their plan, they had a schedule. Okay, they had a schedule that they were on to accomplish to bring in the New World Order. Donald Trump threw it off, and he forced them to accelerate their plan to move things faster. And when you see things happening quickly, or when things happen quickly, it's much easier to see.
Right.
You see the globalists they work slowly over time. It's like the old analogy of boiling a frog in water.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't throw him in hot water, he'll leap right out.
Yeah.
You put him in cold water and slowly turn up the temperature until he doesn't even notice it, and then he's dead.
Right.
That's how the deep state, that's how the globalists work. That's how the satanic agenda works. And the deception has been covering that up. Well, when they accelerated their plan, they started doing everything quickly.
Right.
They couldn't cover it up.
No.
Because we began to see it. And pastors, we're not just talking about...
Once you see it, you can't unsee it.
Yeah. We're not just talking about, crazy conspiracy theorist people. We're talking about prophets in the church, pastors. We're talking about conservative politicians, average believers. We're all starting to see it. We're starting to see what they're doing. And even on the mainstream media, when we see them flip-flopping and their lies are getting so much more evident, and when Fauci comes out and says, nobody should be wearing masks, then he says, we need to wear masks. We need to wear two or three masks, or they come out and say these vaccines, you won't get COVID if you have the vaccines. And then they all get together and they say, well, you'll still get COVID and you'll still spread it, but you're less likely to die from it. So they're constantly changing their story, and their lies are just overflowing, and we're seeing them. People are seeing them. Right. Unless you're just watching the mainstream media and you're still stuck in that narrative, then right. you're not seeing it. So you need to get outside of that, and you need to start looking at alternative news sources.
Right.
What are some alternative news sources that you can refer them to, Russell?
Are we talking like BitChute? Are we talking about Rumble?
That's right. What is BitChute and Rumble?
These are just alternative social media sources that have alternative news from people like you and I.
Yeah.
That actually get out there and do some investigative research.
Yeah.
Ask the hard questions, dig deep, get the white pages, and begin to articulate a new narrative.
Yeah.
On the lies that have been given to us our entire life.
Yeah, these are video platforms mm-hmm. that will not deplatform people because of what right. they say or what they
That's
show.
Good point. Yep.
Excuse me. They are free speech platforms, and they won't censor.
Right.
And that's what you want is you want to be looking at media that is not censored.
Right.
Okay. Also, Telegram.
Yes.
Telegram is a great resource.
Yep.
Of both video, media, audio, places where you can read stuff. And a lot of this is the man on the ground.
Yes. Yep.
Cell phone footage. Praise
God. Yeah.
You know.
There's a lot of it going on now.
Yeah. Praise exactly. God. Nowadays, we're talking, we have, the citizen journalist is the new phrase.
Yes. Yeah. I love it.
The citizen journalist.
Yep.
The average citizen with his cell phone mm-hmm. on the street. Looking at the facts,
right?
You know, recording the video saying, here's the truth, here's mm-hmm. what really happened, I was mm-hmm. there, mm-hmm. here's the footage.
Right.
And that's undeniable.
Right.
And that's what we need.
Yeah.
Because the way they deceive us is because they know that the people in California mm-hmm. don't know what happened on the ground in New York.
Right.
So they can tell the people in California whatever they want to tell them about what happened in New York.
Right.
And the people in Texas don't know what happened in Massachusetts.
Right.
We're all divided, so they can tell us different stories because they know we can't get together and talk.
Yeah.
But
not anymore
with the internet, social media, yeah. it's all backfired on them because now we're talking.
We are.
Yeah. And now they're trying to censor everybody and shut down the speech mm-hmm. because they know we're talking to each other now.
Ignorance is not an excuse anymore.
Yeah.
It shouldn't have been in the past, but it definitely isn't anymore. If you're ignorant on something, that's your choice.
Yeah.
Because the information is there.
Exactly. And it's easier to obtain. And we're telling you right mm-hmm. now, BitChute, Rumble for videos, mm-hmm. Telegram, mm-hmm. lots of different accounts you can follow on Telegram that will give you the truth. Trump's new platform, yep. Truth Social.
Yep.
Pastors, every one of you needs to be on Truth Social.
Yep.
You need to be hearing the truth where it's not censored.
Right. You get the whole picture.
That's right. Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy, Frank Speech. You yeah. need to be on Frank Speech. You can read on there. You can watch their videos. Again, it's uncensored, real, true conservative news.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so those are just a few. There's probably more out there, but
sure.
those are a few of some great places where you can start. BitChute, Rumble, Telegram, Truth Social, Frank Speech. And it's the rise of these alternative media sources that is one part of the evidence that a great awakening is happening.
Absolutely. Sure yeah. is. Yeah. Which gets me fired up and excited because it is happening.
Yeah.
It's not something that we have to talk about futuristic. It's now.
Yeah.
Right now. And so you got to ask yourself, where are you going to be in this movie? Where are you going to be in when history starts to be, new history books start to be, who are you going to be? Are you going to be the one that was always sitting on the sideline? Or are you going to be the one that's out there being that voice of reason in yeah. a time that we need it?
Yeah. And the information through these sources, it comes so fast
mm-hmm.
that they don't have time to lie.
Right.
Their lies don't last very long.
They don't.
Well, they say the truth, the distance between conspiracy and truth is about 2 weeks.
Isn't that crazy? Wow.
Yeah, something
That's
like that.
A win right there.
Yeah. Yeah. So they can't cover up the lies fast enough.
Yeah.
Because citizen journalists, man on the street, people are talking, people mm-hmm. are sharing. You just mm-hmm. need to know where to go to find this information.
Sure.
And that's what we're giving you.
Yeah.
All right, then also you see a decrease in mainstream news viewership.
Isn't that awesome? Yeah. Yes. Praise God.
Yeah. Pastors.
It's happening.
People are abandoning mainstream news, and you need to do the same thing.
Right.
Because it's literally nothing but propaganda.
Right.
All right. And your local news, okay, it might be great for the weather,
sure,
for the traffic updates, but anything more, much more than that, you don't know what to believe. And I think that's the big, that's one of the big takeaways is start to question the news that you're being given.
Sure.
Don't just accept it as fact and reality.
Yeah.
Okay.
The innocence is over.
Yeah. Yeah.
The age of innocence is gone.
Yeah.
And we need to be able to recognize that. And now we have to act accordingly.
Yeah. So. And then one thing I noticed, Russell, is we're beginning to see a merger of faith, the prophetic, patriotic, and political movements.
Awesome.
It's all coming together.
Yeah.
Pastors, when you get out on when you get out on some of these alternative media sources, you know what you're going to see? You're going to see Kash Patel, the prior Department of Defense Chief of Staff under Donald Trump, not necessarily a religious guy, but he is a believer.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to see him giving interviews with truther hosts that have been more on the conspiracies, what we thought were conspiracies. Right. You're going to see Kash Patel giving interviews on the Elijah stream that discusses the prophetic.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to see General Flynn, who is a believer in Christ, out doing interviews with different forums, different types of forums, conspiracy forums, prophetic forums, patriotic movements, religious, non-religious. It's just, it's all coming together.
Sure. I mean, there was a, what was it? I happened to be home one time, thumbed through social media, and I happened to see my alma mater, Rhema. And I'm like, wait, what's going on here with Flynn? And I'm like, what is happening here? I was blown away to be able to see that happen at a place that I know.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
And so the connection is happening.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's amazing. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Let
so
God reign.
The faith community, patriots, prophets, politicians, it's all coming, the military, it's all coming together.
Yeah, I'm glad.
And they're talking to one another.
Right. Right.
And it's waking people up. So, pastors, we've given you some resources where you can go to find the good information. But now, what can pastors do to start waking up their congregations once they know what's been happening in the world? Where do they start, Russell? Beyond getting themselves awake and educated.
My mind is not there yet. Wait.
Okay.
Leave me. Because I'm still thinking of some other things.
Okay. Well, they need to begin speaking up.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, pastors, the biggest influence that you exert on your congregation is going to come through your sermons. Right. That's when people are listening to you. That's when you're speaking to the most people at one time. So, you need to get some of this information into your sermons and out to your people. You know, so what good are nice sermons and good worship music while your people are being killed by vaccines, having their incomes destroyed, their children groomed by sexual deviance in our culture? Unless those Bible-based sermons are used to warn and awaken people, faith and ministry have to connect to everyday life, or it ceases to have purpose in people's lives.
Right.
So you've got to speak up, pastors, and start saying the truth to your congregation about what's going on in the world. Put real-life situations into your sermons. Build sermons that deal with real-life situations. All right, so you can still preach the Bible and deal with cultural issues.
Right.
And that needs to be done. So use real-world illustrations in your sermons.
Right.
You know, don't just get up there and read a passage of Scripture and then restate that passage of Scripture in different words. That's not doing any good for anybody, but we're gonna deal with that issue later on. But tell your congregation what's happening in the world and tell them what the Bible says is the right response to that situation. You got to connect the two.
Right. Because this is what is occurring. Your flock's becoming more smart than you.
That's right.
So if you do not catch up, they will overtake you. And what's so important right now is we're talking like the awakening is here.
Yeah.
And that tidal wave is coming. And are you going to be a part of that tidal wave, or are you going to allow that tidal wave to overtake you? And so what we're saying here isn't just whimsical. This is something that you have to do. Have to. It is important, not just for your own personal life and your family's life, but that congregation, that state, that community, that nation, this world. Do it.
That's right.
Do it.
That's right.
Put your pride down. Humble yourself.
That's right. Take some of these videos that you're going to find on Rumble and BitChute. Show them in a service.
Sure.
Expose your congregation, and it may shock them, like sure. It's probably going to shock you when you see some things that are going on in the world.
Yeah.
That shocked us.
Yeah.
But you got to get the information out there.
All right, Merrill. Let's say that they do put a video out there that just happens to not be right. I only say this way. Sometimes we're going to miss it, and that's perfectly okay. At least we're giving it a shot. And maybe somebody can come up alongside you and say, hey, you know, I appreciate the effort, all that kind of stuff. Here's some information on top of that. In this journey that we're all a part of, I repeat that, in this journey that we are all a part of, we are not all going to hit home runs. We're going to swing and miss. But it's important for us to get busy doing something more. And I want you to understand something. Words are being spoken regardless of whether you want to agree to it or not. And so we have to be able to be quick to filter the words that are being spoken. There are very colorful words to be able to deceive you. And they do this all day long. So we have to be able to be understanding towards that. And so I strongly encourage you, pastors, you got to stretch yourself. You have to be able to do things that you're not comfortable in doing. And the more times that you work that muscle, the stronger that muscle is going to get. So it's time to be able to expand your knowledge base. It's so vitally important for you to be able to expand your heart. Some of you, not all of you, have gotten too comfortable. And out of that comfort, it has hurt your flock.
Yeah.
Your community. It allowed 2020 to be a timeline that the church is going to be embarrassed by because they dropped the ball.
Yeah.
And so we are here to be able to just say, hey, let's shuck it off and let's start to be able to re-educate ourselves to empower ourselves to go empower others.
Absolutely. All right. So pastors, you need to wake up yourself. Then you need to wake up your congregation so that you can be watching and warning them.
Right.
Okay, so right. Now it is time for our weekly wake-up call. All right, so this is the segment in our show where we give you information about what's going on in the world that will equip you for your congregation.
The Church Awaken podcast is not here primarily to awaken the church to the reality of world events and culture issues. God is already doing that through many other ministries and media sources.
That's right. We believe our role is to help the already awakened church move into the process of modifying how it does ministry for the great harvest that is coming out of this great awakening that's happening. And in this segment of our regular podcast, we'll discuss topics and information for those who still need to wake up. So what is our first topic, Russell?
COVID.
Yes, COVID, something that's always been on everybody's mind for the last 2+ years.
Yeah, forced
and
down.
Doesn't seem to want to go away.
Nope. The PCR tests were falsely calibrated to get positive results to increase the number of cases. Hospitals were paid to list as many deaths as possible as COVID deaths. CDC treatment protocols of
remdesivir.
Thank you. I know I was going to butcher that word. And ventilators killed people. More people have been killed or injured by the COVID vaccines than any other vaccines combined. COVID-19 is fully treatable with hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, and zinc, and vitamin D3. Klaus Schwab, head of the WEF, wrote a book called COVID-19, The Great Reset. COVID was a planned attack against humanity for depopulation and sterilization by vaccination, fear and control, cover for the theft of the 2020 U.S. election, and the collapse of the global banking system that happens about every 100 years. Why?
Very good. Why is it important that pastors understand that, what actually happened, what COVID is really all about? Because if you don't understand the origins and the purpose of this so-called pandemic, you're going to shut down your church. You'll require your congregation to wear masks that are harmful for their health. You'll encourage them to get vaccines, the vaccines that now are killing people and leaving them permanently disabled. Or like many pastors, you won't even talk about it. And you'll just let your people ignorantly comply with an agenda that could very well kill them.
Right.
And to pastors like T.D. Jakes, who gave Dr. Fauci a platform to push vaccines, when you begin to see an increase in funerals and disabilities in your congregation, just know that you played a part in causing it, whether by ignorance or by intention.
It's unreal. And it's happening daily.
Yeah.
Daily. So we are strongly encouraging you, please, it's time to wake up.
That's right. All right. And now, so that's COVID-19. The next topic, election fraud.
Yeah.
Election fraud. We're starting out with two of the basic ones before we get into some deeper stuff in future episodes. All right, pastors. Donald Trump won the 2020 election. All right. It has been proven beyond doubt.
Right.
That U.S. voting machines were hacked by foreign countries and votes were electronically switched from Trump to Biden. Dinesh D'Souza's documentary, 2,000 Mules, if you haven't seen it, go out there and look, 2,000 Mules,
right.
It showed that individuals were paid money to collect or create thousands of illegal ballots and dump them into ballot draw boxes. You're only allowed to put your ballot and in some states, a family member's ballot into those boxes. They can be seen stuffing hundreds of ballots into the drop boxes and visiting multiple drop boxes throughout the night, 1, 2 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
All right. Make no mistake, a puppet government has been installed in the United States with the help of foreign actors, our own intelligence agencies, the media, and local and even local election officials. More and more evidence is coming out that U.S. elections at all levels have literally been rigged for decades.
Yeah. What we have seen happen overseas is literally happening right here in the United States.
That's right.
It blows me away.
They did the same thing in Venezuela and other third world countries.
Yep.
And other communist countries.
Yep.
Exactly. Where the vote doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And
what did we do?
So why is it important that we know that election fraud is happening? Why is it important to tell our congregations that election fraud has happened?
Sure. Proverbs 29:2, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked man rules, the people groan. Now, would you say that you've been hearing groaning these days?
Oh, yeah. Every time I go to the gas pump, I groan.
I knew you were going to say that. Yeah. I think that all of us are.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen over social media the pictures of 180, 118. I mean, it's just ridiculous, the prices that we got to pay.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of groaning that's going on because of the wicked.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And there has been for a long time. Yep. Whenever an anti-God, socialist, communist government takes power, the result is always persecution, suffering, and death.
Right. With that being said, you just get me all fired up, and I strongly encourage all you pastors and whoever else may be listening, go back to the inaugural speech from Donald Trump. Just go back and listen to that.
Yeah.
You will hear words that he followed through with.
Yeah.
Amazing. And he brought God back.
Yes.
If that doesn't get you fired up, I don't know what else will.
That's right. And if we love our neighbors and our families as ourselves, we owe it to them to use every legal means to prevent the wicked from coming to power.
Come on now. Yeah.
And bringing sorrow to the land through their greed and corruption.
Need to put an end to this.
Yeah, absolutely.
So when an anti-God socialist communist government takes power, the result is always persecution, suffering, and death. If we love our neighbors and families, just like what you ended up saying.
Yep.
Do I need to go on any further?
Nope.
Nope.
All right, pastors, we're going to give you one more resource every week. We're going to give you a weekly resource where you can go and catch up. And this is a fantastic one because if you visit this website, you will have all the information at your disposal to catch up on everything that's happened, all the conspiracies, all the things that have been proven to be true, COVID, election fraud. You'll see it all just by visiting this one website. This will give you a launching pad to begin your journey into discovering the truth so that you can be more effective in helping your people. And that website is
TimeToFreeAmerica.com. That's TimeToFreeAmerica.com. Just visit that website and you'll have all the information that you need to get up to speed on what's actually been happening in the world so that you'll have the information to share with your congregation. That's TimeToFreeAmerica.com. Thanks for listening to the Church Awakened podcast, and we'll see you back next week.
You've been listening to Real Talk for Real Church. Now go share what you've learned with others. Seek God diligently about your role in the great harvest and be the Church Awakened.